I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. Back now to the refugee and migrant crisis in Europe. The situation for many is dire, and it's got some communities here in the United States asking, how can we help? Liz Jones from station KUOW has the story of one group in Seattle.
For Amal Fayyad, an engineer from Iraq, what's happening in Syria hits home.
When I see these photos, I feel that probably like some of my siblings or their kids will be exactly in the same situation, but alhamdulillah, thanks God that, you know, we do have, like in Iraq, there are still some safe area.
Fayyad lives in Seattle, and on Saturday joined about 100 people here at an impromptu community meeting to help the refugees in Europe. James Raymond from England was also eager to help refugees who may come here.
I mean, I'm not wealthy. I'm 25. I've got two kids. But I could get people dinner, I could get people lunch, and that's something I might be able to do.
People also talked about how the U.S. should resettle more Syrians here without delay. Washington State played a key role decades ago to resettle refugees from Vietnam. Let's do that again, someone said. But that process is complicated, costly, and can take years. Ala Yassin from Syria said resettlement is only a short-term solution.
The most important thing is to try to have our voices very loud that we need to stop this war.
Some people at the meeting are also in touch with Rita Zawaida. She leads Salam Cultural Museum, a humanitarian group. She runs it out of her home office in Seattle.
This here is, we cleaned it up so it's our receiving area.
We walk through a room with shelves stuffed full of clothing, hygiene kits.
The medicines, the vitamins, everything from heat pads to nasal drips.
For the past few years, Zawaida's group has sent dozens of medical teams to Syrian refugee camps in Jordan. It's also sent shipping containers stuffed with supplies, 22 containers last year alone.
Every day we get boxes of stuff through it. I mean, it's fabulous.
She takes out handmade scarves and quilts, each with a handwritten note, like this one.
Made for you with love by Carolyn in Texas.
I see another note here from Vicky.
Yeah, it's from Vicky in Pensacola, Florida. It goes on and on and on.
Zawaida is from Jordan. She lived in Syria 10 years and has long been an activist on Middle East issues. When we met, she was heading to Cuba to try to help relocate some Syrians there.
I mean, I'm trying to open any door possible. We figure that if maybe it's a humanitarian comes and talks to them and not officials, and we're not asking for anything, and we will look if they need money. We will look for people to supply with money and whatever we can do.
She's exploring other possibilities, too, like chartering flights out of Turkey. Her NGO is also now focused on the Greek island of Lesbos, where migrants are arriving by boat. Zawaida's group has a team there now, and a second one is on the way. They'll help with basic needs like food and medical care, and coordinate with other NGOs to see what gaps they can fill. Zawaida's motivation is clear. She remembers one little Syrian boy, 5 years old, who she met at a refugee camp in Jordan.
I would talk to him and talk to his mom, and I say, he won't come out. He won't play with the kids.
His mom said he'd stopped going outside ever since the day he saw his father killed. Zawaida remembers that little boy's name.
Abdullah. And it was actually my daughter who was a speech therapist. I called her and asked her what to do.
Sorry. The thought of him still breaks her heart. Just like the picture of the 3-year-old Syrian boy, lifeless on the beach, has moved so many to tears and to action. For The World, I'm Liz Jones, Seattle.
If you're also feeling moved to help, we've got some suggestions. We're hosting a discussion on Facebook right now. Whether you have questions or ideas, we want to hear from you. Just go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/PRI The World.